Yeah, this is the moment that I have been waiting for, and I have them both in the studio. Two very talented gentlemen. One is the mayor of Hartford, and you all know him well, Lou Bronin. And I know that Dr. Richard Fitchman, who was born and raised in the area that we're going to be talking about in Hartford, is all over. He's everywhere, and I know that he has given you much service. So, gentlemen, welcome. I'm glad that I've got the two of you together. And, Mr. Mayor, I thank you very much for coming over here and talking about this, because to me, this is what's going to happen in Hartford. And I was looking at these covers that you had made, and I know that you have seen them as well, Doctor. So, again, go ahead. Who starts first?
Well, first of all, thanks so much for having us on. And, Dr. Fitchman, it's always good to see you.
Well, it's great to see you, and I'm honored to be here, and I appreciate it, the mayor coming here to talk about Hartford. I can start if you'd like. You know, I was born in the north end of Hartford. Four generations of my family lived there, and my family had a business there. And it was a great, great neighborhood for me to grow up in. And I think that the reason I got to whatever level of success I've gotten to in life has a lot to do with the support and all the things that I had when I was young. And, you know, I have an image of where the north end of Hartford can go, and I think that it can be a place that you don't simply drive through to get someplace, but a place that you actually drive to recreate. And I think that we have a lot of things that we can build on. Some of them, you know, are already in place, and some of them I think can be in place in the future. So I think of a place that, you know, when people are driving from Avon or West Hartford or Bloomfield and going to see a baseball game or get down to downtown Hartford, that there are things going on in on the Albany Avenue neighborhood that they actually might want to stop in and see what's going on. You know, maybe all sorts of different things that I can talk about in the future. You know, I've got some ideas. I don't want to bore the mayor here, you know, but I've got three ideas that don't cost any money, which I'm sure, yep, it perks everybody's ears up. One of them would be to take retired people and see if they might want to come into the Hartford school system and work with young people, maybe an hour a week, maybe 2 hours a week, maybe 3 hours a week. Just, you know, one or two kids. But I'm sure that there are a lot of people listening to this radio program that if they thought they could come into a school, everything was organized, the kids were waiting for them, and they come in and just get to know these one or two kids that, you know, they're kind of mentoring a little bit, that would be an incredibly rewarding experience for them. And I think it would also be great for the kids. I think it would help them in their schooling, but more so I think it also would help them in maybe the way that they view the world, to see people from outside their neighborhood coming in and helping them out. And another idea that I had that I had really tried to get going a while ago, which is to try and get some internships for youngsters in the north end of Hartford, to go to a place like maybe Travelers, to go to maybe a place like my office or a law firm or a police station or, you know, a firehouse or all sorts of different things, and just work for the summer, you know, and see what the world is like. Because if you've never been exposed to these things, I would imagine that you would think, well, I could never survive in a corporate environment. I could never be an attorney. I could never be a legal assistant. I could never be a police person. But if you actually spend the summers there and, you know, spend some time and rub shoulders with people, I think what the kids would find out is what I think all of us know as we've grown up, is that, yeah, we can do those things if we're exposed to them. And we see that, in fact, those people are no different than we are. They just have different life experiences. And I think that would be something that helps. And then the last part that I would really like to do is, there's a building that I actually used to teach at a long time ago. There were three, I think, buildings, Northwest Jones, and two of them were demolished, but one still stands, and it's right next to the Artists Collective, which is a fabulous, fabulous place. I'd invite anybody in the audience to go there. It's a fabulous place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's been talk around, and I would love to see an African-American History Center there. And have that kind of be in tandem with maybe a restaurant that serves food that's, you know, kind of that caters to that culture. And I thought that you could have African-American study programs in all of the universities in Connecticut, and there are quite a few, that could be the place that they do their research, that they come, you know, when they're studying. But more than that, I think it's a place where not only African-Americans could come to learn about interesting facets of history, but, well, I'll say this. I got a nickel in my pocket, Brad. I got a nickel. It's burning a hole in my pocket. How many people do you think, what percentage of people go to the Holocaust Museum that are not Jewish?
That's a good question.
What do you think? Mayor, what do you think?
100%, but I'm guessing a lot.
90%. 90% of the people that go to the Holocaust Museum are not Jewish. So imagine if we truly had a center that catered to African-American history. Of course, you would expect that an awful lot of African-Americans would attend that, but I think you'd get a tremendous amount of interest, not just from the community around here, but when people come, you know, to a convention in Hartford or whatever, that this could be a place that could really be a draw and could actually be the nidus of that neighborhood. So, and I think that could be built entirely with private funding. I think that, you know, we could go to people that have been successful, that have some excess capital, and I think they'd be happy to donate it as long as it was organized and well done.
Mr. Mayor, glad you're here.
Me too. Well, look, first of all, you know, I want to just say, you know, Dr. Fitchman's one of the business owners who has maintained a longstanding commitment to the neighborhood and putting his business on Albany Avenue and keeping it there, and that's something that matters a lot. So just want to say, you know, that you don't just talk about investing in Albany Avenue neighborhood. You've done it, and I mean that is deeply appreciated. On some of these things, there's a lot of stuff going on, but there's always more to do. So, you know, I would encourage anybody who's interested in mentoring or tutoring students to reach out to the Hartford Public Schools. They've got, you know, a lot of mentors and tutors who come in. You know, one of the really important things is it can make a huge difference. Consistency matters. So if you're gonna step up and raise your hand and do it, then you know, I ask that you be prepared to make a real commitment and a long-term commitment, because that's what really makes the difference. But you're absolutely right. You know, having that consistent presence of a you know, adult who is working with one or two kids can make an enormous difference in their education and life. And encourage anybody to reach out to the public schools, or if you don't know how to get to the Hartford Public Schools, reach out to my office and we'll put you in touch with the Hartford Public Schools. Something on the internships, you know, we have a summer youth employment program that places young kids, you know, not young kids, 14 plus, in summer job opportunities in businesses big and small throughout the city and beyond. And that's a great thing. But every single year, the demand for that is well beyond the number of spots that are available. You know, that's something that's usually a partnership between the city, the state, and the Hartford Foundation, which all fund and subsidize that program. But if there are business owners, big or small, that are interested in hosting, you know, interns or apprentices, please reach out again to us or to Capital Workforce Partners, any number of places, because it's so important to have those workplaces step up and say, you know, we want to take some interns and show them how it works. The other thing we've tried to do is create some year-round opportunities. You know, we've talked before, Brad, about the Youth Service Corps, which is right now putting about 250 young people to work part-time, year-round, doing things in the community that they can see, that give an impact, give them a chance to earn a paycheck and get that experience. But there's no question there's a lot more room for that. Some of our insurance companies have stepped up and are doing apprenticeship programs as well. You know, I know that the Travelers and the Hartford both have versions of that. And then, as you mentioned, the police department, Dr. Fitchman, we have a cadet program, which is one of the really important avenues to try to get Hartford residents on track to be members of the Hartford Police Department. And there are spots coming open there again. So I would encourage anybody to reach out and apply for that. But, you know, you're absolutely right about the importance of those things. And there's always far, far more that we can do and that we will try to do. And last, you know, that school you mentioned, it is a historic and beautiful school. And it is at risk of falling apart. You know, we're able to put some money in to stabilize it. It's got some environmental remediation that needs to be done, but you're absolutely right. It's in a critical place on Albany Avenue, and we'd love to get that building saved, restored, preserved. And I think, you know, we've talked about before about the broader context of what we're trying to do in Hartford, in the north end of Hartford. One of the, from the very start, the way we kind of define the mission in Hartford, or I defined it for our administration, is to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make Hartford the vibrant heart of this region of 1.5 million people, and to make sure that everybody in every neighborhood feels like they got a share in Hartford's rise. And, you know, if you look at the Blue Hills neighborhood, Albany Avenue corridor in North End, between the work that is now underway to bring Weaver back at a comprehensive high school in the North End, the rebuilding of Westbrook Village and Bowles Park, the commercial piece of the Westbrook Village development that will be right on Albany Avenue, the Albany Avenue streetscape, the economic development that's happening on Homestead Avenue, and then you look down to the, you know, a little bit farther north to the Swift Factory. There's a lot of work underway that I hope will not just help change the physical appearance and make it a more attractive neighborhood for everybody who lives there, but also create some jobs, you know, especially on the Homestead Avenue and the Swift Factory. Those are going to be job centers. So, you know, we've got to just keep doing everything we can do and push hard, aggressively, and build on momentum. And I think, Dr. Fishman, you mentioned three things that are really, really important to go after.
Well, and so I would just love to see some people step up. You know, that's a neighborhood right now that has a very dense population. You can't really get a hamburger down there. You can't really get a pizza down there. There's just a lot of stuff that, if there's anybody listening here, you can even call me up. I think anybody that's really dedicated would be able to do very well there. And then I would love to see young people in the neighborhood get hired into those businesses. And along with what the mayor's talking about, some beautification going on there, I think that we could create an itis. I even have some names of restaurants. You want to hear about them?
You have some?
Yeah. I do a lot of thinking, Brad.
Go ahead.
One of them's called Adam's Rib.
Oh, yes.
A rib joint.
Yep.
Another one, maybe for Southern cooking, might be called Southern Comfort. Maybe, you know, you really, there's no, there's Jamaican.
That kind of stuff has got to get in there, though.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, there's, and then if you go down there and it becomes a nidus for Caribbean food, a nidus for, you know, Southern food, a nidus for ribs, a nidus for soul food, then that becomes a destination in and of itself, and people will seek that out, and they'll come down there. We're not that far away from it. But we need that extra step, and the extra step can't just be through government. The extra step's got to be through private citizens, I believe.
You know, I think one of the things that I always talk about, Brad, with you is we've got such an incredible richness of cuisine, of restaurants in the city. You know, not in the downtown alone, but in our neighborhoods. You know, amazing places like, you know, Dunn's River up on North Main. You know, but we don't have enough sit down restaurants,
that's right.
and especially on the main corridors, whether you're talking about North Main or Albany Avenue, and that's something that the neighborhood is really, really eager to see. I'd love to see us get some more sit down restaurants. And, you know, Dr. Fishman, you're making an important point. The Albany Avenue corridor has the highest traffic count of any street in the city. There are about 20 to 25,000 cars that come down Albany Avenue every day. And all too often, you know, those cars, they travel, you know, from garage door at home to, you know, parking garage downtown. I think that as we work to complete this streetscape, to try to fill in some of the gaps in development, to get that Westbrook piece developed, I hope that it becomes an opportunity not just to provide sit-down restaurants that can help knit our neighborhood together and serve all of our residents there, but also I hope that some of those cars that are passing through Hartford start to stop and spend some money in Hartford, because ultimately, you know, I think that's an important part of creating opportunity, creating jobs, and creating place.
Well, I agree with that, and I think one of the things that, and I think media has a lot to do with this, is the stories you hear about the north end of Hartford are invariably stories about bad things. And I, there's nobody at this table, even the mayor, that sees as many people from the north end of Hartford as we do, because we've got a business there where we see a bunch of patients every day. And most of the people, I mean, the vast majority of the people are very wholesome, you know, very nice people, you know, and so I don't think crime is very high in that neighborhood. I really don't. So I wouldn't have my kids working in that neighborhood if that's what I thought it was. But that's the image that people have, and that image needs to be, it needs to be taken down. There need to be real statistics. What is actually crime in the North End of Hartford? It's not very high. It's not a dangerous neighborhood at all. I have absolutely no fear whatsoever of walking.
I know you let your, oh yeah.
Yeah, and my kids are there. It's just, but that's the image because that's all you see on television or read in the newspaper. Even politicians, present company excepted, when they talk about something wrong with the state government, they say it's happening in Hartford. But it's not the city of Hartford.
That's one of the things that drives me most crazy is, you know, people refer to Hartford and what they mean is the state capital.
Right.
You know, the legislature or the governor's office. But hey, what are you going to do? There are pluses and minuses to be in the capital of the state.
But it's like almost a dirty word. And, yeah. You know, the North End, it's really a neat place. Yep. You take a place like Blueback Square in West Hartford, that is a 21st century kind of an impression of what the North End of Hartford was like not too long ago and can be again, where people live and there's a lot of businesses and you can walk to things and it can be a very vital neighborhood.
You know, that's such a great point, Dr. Fishman. All over the country, you know, people are realizing the mistakes that we made with sprawl and, you know, subdivisions and separating people away from the coffee shops and the restaurants and the, you know, gathering places that they used to have. And they're trying to build these walkable neighborhoods. Our neighborhoods are walkable. They're naturally walkable. You know, the Upper Albany Avenue, you've got a great community that is, you know, anchored by Albany Avenue. It's true in so many neighborhoods in Hartford, not just there. And so as people around the country are sort of reassessing what kind of life they want to live and whether they want to be car dependent and be driving, you know, 2 hours a day to get to where they need to go, I hope that people look back to places like Hartford and recognize in some ways what we've lost and distanced ourselves from is right there. I think this city is seeing a lot of momentum, but I hope that just as you said, that a whole region begins to come back and rediscover Hartford and make Hartford, you know, theirs again.
This is one of the parts of the puzzle that I am very concerned about. But to get you two in here is a big, big step forward. And I remember many things that we started. People said couldn't finish, but we finished them. And I think this can be a big one. I really, truly believe it. And I know that the two of you, and to have the mayor with us, to have Dr. Fishman with us, I think is tremendous. And whatever I can do, whatever we can put together to make it happen, and I think we can make it happen. I truly, truly believe it.
I agree with that. And we're also lucky that we've got a number of great community organizations, the NRZs, Upper Albany NRZ, you know, the Blue Hills Civic Association, so many organizations that are doing great work side by side, the city, and I know also side by side, Dr. Fitchman.
Well, and I'll just end it by saying I grew up in that neighborhood. Same buildings, if they're fixed up a little bit, they work just fine. It was a great walkable neighborhood, plenty of places, doctor's offices, any goods and services you needed.
Thank you both for coming. I know we're going to talk again, and God bless you both.